Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I'm in Tuscumbia, Alabama at Coldwater Books with Brendan and Adam McCollum. If you follow the Facebook page, you heard about their mom, Robin. Robin has faced cancer for 15 years now. It's been a battle that she's had to take on for 15 years. And her family got together and decided that they wanted to try to do something special in her honor while she's still alive. And if you can imagine a person who battles cancer for 15 years and you're trying to figure out what you can do to honor them, that has to be a major challenge, something to think about. Their mom has been a nurse. She's taken care of people herself in hospice care, Helen Keller Hospital, and she's been a person who's committed herself to helping others. Welcome to the program, Brendan and Adam.
Hey, Mark. We appreciate you having us on.
I had a friend of yours share a video with me that you had done. This video, you were sharing about your mom, Robin. You were sharing about how important she has been to your family and to others, and you were talking about a special opportunity that you wanted to recognize your mom. And you talked about this place that's actually affiliated with the American Cancer Foundation. It's called the Joe Lee Griffin Hope Lodge. During Robin's battle, you have benefited from utilizing this lodge. Tell us about that experience and ultimately what led you to wanting to do the fundraiser that you're doing right now.
I've lived at the Hope Lodge twice, and Adam's lived there one time. I was in elementary school. Adam was probably in middle school, and then later I lived there my senior year. So what the Hope Lodge is, when people have radiation, of course radiation's every day. A lot of people can't afford to stay in hotels for 3 months straight while they're doing radiation. So they give you a free place to live while you're going through your treatments. And they also have transportation to and from the treatment centers and all that.
Yeah, it's set up very similar to like a hotel, and where they've got, you know, living facilities. They got the hotel rooms for the families to stay in. They've got kitchen areas where each room has a designated area to keep supplies and to cook with. It was really homey. You could decorate it and make it feel really like home for the whole time we're staying there. And it helped our family out a lot. Like Brendan said, it just made it where with us, we didn't have to worry about, on top of all the other expenses our family had during those times, like we didn't have to worry about trying to figure out where we're going to stay and, you know, how we're going to do that. Because while we were there, of course, my mom, you know, that was, she had to take off from her work at that point. So it was, it took a burden off our family. No doubt.
As we talked about, Adam, your mom's still with us, and this is something that she knows that your family's doing in her honor. Tell us about when you shared that with her and her response, her reaction to knowing that y'all were going to name this room for her.
The other day, my dad was actually the one who sort of told her about it for the first time, and he said that when he did, she gave the biggest grin, he said, like, talking about that, because mom's always liked helping people. Like you said, she was a nurse. It's nice to start it now, to have her know that we're doing this for her. I'm glad we've been able to start it now instead of waiting. It was nice to be able to tell her we're doing this for her and in her honor.
Brendan, your thoughts?
One thing I want to add is I actually just learned this about my mom the other day. The second time we was living at the Hope Lodge when I was a senior in high school, my mom, she was going through whole brain radiation, and she had just had brain surgery, and so she was going through a lot after having a big part of her brain removed and then having full brain radiation. But we was living down there, and during her radiation, we have this neighbor that's from Demopolis. He used to talk to us all the time. We became real friendly with these people. One day he had a heart attack, and my mom actually resuscitated him in the room next door to us after his wife came and knocked on the door, was asking for help while she was going through all she was going through.
Yeah, that's just our mama.
Wow. It's amazing. A nurse is a nurse, and she didn't let go of that, even facing what she has with her cancer. Now, 15 years. Adam, how old are you?
27.
And Brendan?
22.
Okay, so 15 years. We're talking about, Brendan, you were 7 years old when she was diagnosed. And so a big part of your life, your mom has fought this battle. How, as an individual, as a mom, has she responded to this and been able to be a mother to both of you guys and be a wife to your father?
Well, one thing I want to start with is we was actually homeschooled for a while. Our mom was very active in our education. Cancer actually started at about the exact same time she was diagnosed. And she stayed active through that, and she was always very involved. Me and Adam were both involved with a lot of stuff throughout high school, sports, clubs. Adam was involved with student government and stuff in college. She helped him with that. I played sports in college. She was always involved at every game. It did not affect her involvement at all. Like, she stayed strong and she kept moving.
In a lot of ways, like, because she worried, I think, about that. I remember her talking about that some, that, you know, when she got diagnosed, I think her biggest fear that was she was somehow, I think she was scared she would fail as a mom, and she didn't.
I think as things got harder every time, we just got closer, and everything that didn't matter that would cause problems in her family, we realized how unimportant all that was, so we just pushed it to the back, and we just put the positive to the front.
As kids, you're gaining a greater appreciation for your mom. You're facing this cancer crisis, and you don't know when your life's going to end, but we don't necessarily think about it every day that this could be the last day until somebody says, oh, by the way, you have cancer, and this is what it's doing to your body. And then we all kick in and say, oh, mercy, we may not have her tomorrow. We may not have her next week. And gain a greater appreciation as kids for your mom and her dedication as a mother.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, like, you live differently, but, you know, like, when you're living with cancer, you live skin to skin. And every time someone complains of a headache or anything, you're even as a kid, you sit there and think, wonder what that is. But it makes you live differently. And it makes, like Brendan said, it makes you get closer because you don't know what each day is going to bring.
For me, it's a little different because I was so young when all of this started. I just saw it as normal. Now, it's different because I look back and realize everything she did, even though she had all that going on, everything she was going through, and it's really impressive.
Tell me about when your mom found out she had cancer, the initial diagnosis. Of course, we're talking about 15 years ago, but here she was a nurse. She was working at one time at Helen Keller and then working for hospice here in the Shoals, and then the diagnosis comes.
It was actually on Christmas Eve, I remember, when she got diagnosed, and that was a rough Christmas. You know, at that point, it was breast cancer, I guess. We thought that was the worst thing that could happen. Of course, over the years, you know, it came back in different places. But that initial diagnosis was tough because you sit there, and for mom, I think it was a little bit tough because she was working in hospice. And so she's seen people dealing with that every day. And that's what amazed me, that she was able to, for years after that original diagnosis, was able to continue serving patients in a hospice setting for a long time. Her level of care was just the same, if not better.
To think that the nurse that is taking care of you has cancer herself, and she is still putting you first, because that's what a hospice nurse has to do when they go into that room. You put that person first, what their needs are. You do what you can to make them comfortable, to give them quality of life at the very end. But your mom was doing that right in the middle of her own battle.
Absolutely. That was the crazy part. I remember a few of her friends mentioning to her, like, well, maybe you should get out of this and just sort of maybe change professions. She didn't.
Ultimately, your mom decided what she wanted to do, and she did it. You guys decided that you wanted to dedicate a room to her at this special place in Birmingham. When we come back, we're going to talk about this special fundraiser that Brendan and Adam have done for their mom. You may not know Robin. You probably don't. But listening to these guys sharing about their mom and her battle with cancer, the fact that she's been a nurse, she's taking care of other people, I think it's a great opportunity for somebody out there that's listening right now to jump in and say, you know what? I'm going to make Robin my purpose. I'm going to find a way to help this family and let Robin know that I appreciate what she's done for other people. When we come back, we're going to talk to Adam and Brendan McCollum some more. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I'm in Tuscumbia, Alabama at Coldwater Books. I'm talking to Brendan and Adam McCollum, and many of you have heard about their mom, Robin. If you follow the Facebook page on The Mark White Show, you've heard about Robin, and you've heard about this special fundraiser that her family has decided to do in her honor. In the last segment, we talked about the fact that Robin has been battling cancer for 15 years. Adam would have been around 12 years old. Brendan would have been 7, just a year older than my daughter, Cora. For 15 years, these guys have had a mother who had cancer, but she didn't let that deter her in her work to help others through hospice care, being a nurse, and also being a mother. As Brendan alluded to, being at the activities, being at sports, and being involved with his athletics and the other things that kids want to do and be involved in, and they want their parents to be there, and she was. What an amazing testimonial for your mom, and as we said earlier, she's still with us. But you guys decided that you wanted to do a fundraiser, and you wanted to dedicate a room at the Joe Lee Griffin Hope Lodge in Birmingham, Alabama, which I think is a very special effort on your part, and as you said, your mom was happy to hear it.
Most definitely. So it was exciting for us. When someone brought it up to us, it sort of, at that point, I think every one of us sort of like knew that's it. That's the thing. It was an easy decision at that point, because we've been bouncing around, you know, what do you do? I know so many times there's like, you can bring flowers, or you can do, you know, people bring food, people bring flowers and different stuff. And all of that is fine, and it means a lot, but we wanted something that had a connection to our family, but also something that would, you know, make a difference for someone else. Because like Brendan said, we stayed there a lot. You know, we were there a whole lot.
Every single time that I have a family that I recognize, or somebody that's battling an illness and they're going to children's hospital or they're going to a hospital, the biggest thing are the travel expenses, the hotel expenses, the food expenses, these things that aren't paid for by insurance. And we reach out to people and say, look, okay, if you haven't been there, this is an experience that these families need help. Brendan?
One thing to mention is you talked about the food expenses, and I talked about how they provide transportation and, of course, a free place to stay, so they cover the living expenses and the travel expenses. Also, every night they have different organizations come provide food to the residents, actually. So you have food provided every single day.
33 rooms at this facility, the Joe Lee Griffin Hope Lodge. 33 rooms. And what we're looking at is having one room that has your mom's name on it.
That's right. That's exactly right. The Robin McCollum room at the Hope Lodge is what we're looking for. And that's what we're working for. And we know that's something that, just because of us being there, you know, we know that that's something, a lasting legacy for our mom.
You alluded to it in your video that I watched. You're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
That's right. Either way, we're going to get there. That's what we talked about. Our dad even said, he was like, well, we'll make it happen. He said, at the end of the day, He said, regardless of what happens, it'll be done. We definitely want the help and need the help because mom touched a lot of people. And this is sort of an opportunity that has been nice for us to work with just the people who've donated so far, just the messages they've sent, talking about different ways that mom has helped them. That's been cool.
Coming up with $5,000, it's possible to find it other ways, but I also think it's really cool to have people that want to recognize your mom, even complete strangers who say, I like the story. I like her dedication to her boys. I like the dedication to her family and the fact that she continued to be a hospice nurse, that she took care of other people. I think there's something to be said about how that can make an individual feel when they're contributing to an effort like this.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it sort of unites a community because, like you said, complete strangers. We've had several that have stepped up and people we have no clue who they are. And that's cool because that means that something touched them about mom's story. Something made a big enough impact on them that they felt like they wanted to help with what we're doing.
Where are we at right now on the fundraiser?
As of right before we came in here for the show, it was at $3,200.
When did it start officially, Adam?
4 days ago.
You had a friend who shared it with me. And that's the way this social media vehicle works. Somebody sees
it grows
something,
quick.
It grows fast. Once somebody hears about it and they decide that they want to help and they hear the story, and we did a Make a Difference Minute, and that was great. We were able to pull some audio from your original video.
Yes, and we appreciate you doing that.
You did a great job with that. I want people to continue to hear about this special effort. We'll continue to share it on the Mark White Show. As you talked about, your mom's a remarkable woman, and this is an opportunity to speak to that and speak to her because she's still here with us. Sometimes we don't get the opportunity or we don't have a chance to say, hey, I love you. Thank you for what you've done for me. And then we have a lot of regret. And as you said, with the past 15 years, it hasn't been 15 years of regret. You've been able to appreciate the days that you had. But your mom's still with us, and it's an opportunity for you to share a message with her.
Mom, of course, one of the first things that we'll probably do when we get out of here is we can go tell her mama that we're on the radio. Like that's pretty cool. Yeah, our mama, man, she's special, and she is a fighter. She has fought for 15 years every single day to stay alive, and I've never really thought about that until the other day. That, I mean, for 15 years straight, she has fought every day to stay alive, to see her little grandbaby, Brooklyn, to see Brendan and me get married. She has fought, and for our dad, and it's amazing what our mama has done.
We love our mom, and we appreciate everything she's done. Our dad has really been there to support her. He's been to every doctor's appointment, except I think he's missed one doctor's appointment in 15 years. He's always done everything he could. Just the other day, I went to his house. He is out there building wheelchair ramps for our mom to get up and down the house. He's always doing something for our mom. He's always put her absolutely first. So that strong support system has really been a big help for her, and that's appreciated.
Talk about choosing the right spouse.
Right.
You know, that's a big question for a lot of people. Is this the right person for me? It sounds like your mom picked the right person and your dad picked the right person.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, this fundraiser we have, people can go to a GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/the Robin McCollum Room at the Hope Lodge. Now, McCollum is spelled McCollum, and you would put a hyphen between each word, the Robin McCollum Room at the Hope Lodge after GoFundMe.com. You could probably also search Robin McCollum on GoFundMe if you have trouble finding the link. Adam has alluded to, this is going to happen. You can help. You can be a part of this effort. You can help contribute to this special room that's going to be dedicated to Robin McCollum at the Joe Lee Griffin Hope Lodge in Birmingham, Alabama. We've talked about how this helps other people. We've talked about the significance, the importance of this room, and not just the room, but the people who come and bring food, take care of transportation for people who are fighting these health battles, and they need help, and they need support. And for somebody who's dedicated their life as a nurse, who's been there for other people, I think it's important for us to look and say, I want to help this family. Robin, if you're listening right now, we appreciate what you have been to your boys, to your family, to your husband, the dedication that you've shown. That's tough. You had a 7-year-old, 12-year-old boy, and they had activities and things that they wanted to be involved in, and you were there. There were people who were dying themselves, and you were there. You dedicated your life to them. It was a life of service, and we appreciate that dedication and that service that you have done for other people. And that's exactly why we're sitting here in Tuscumbia, Alabama right now with Brendan and Adam talking about this, is because of the person that you are, that you have been. Thank you so much, Robin. We appreciate that. Guys, I'm glad that y'all could join me here on the Mark White Show today. And if you have any closing messages to the listeners or even your dad, give a shout out to your dad or other people who have who've helped in this effort, because it takes several people to make something like this happen.
Yeah, I want to just do like Brendan did and give a shout out to our dad, too, because, man, that guy, he's taught us, you know, what it's like to be men and how to deal with stuff like this and how to live and love like through it. We just want to thank all of our support over the years. Over 15 years, you know, we've built a pretty formidable group of, we call them our prayer warriors. They've helped more than, you know, we can ever say. We've always sort of chosen to be very open with our battle on everything and pretty much what we know, everybody else knows. We want to thank everybody who's always been there for us and brought food and help with staying with mom and different things and donations and just prayers and everything. We're really super thankful for that. We want to thank you for having us on. It meant a lot when you messaged me the other day and asked us to do that. That was, I sat there and sort of, I've told everybody about you because it means a lot that you chose to have us on.
My Hope Lodge is definitely something that if you want to donate, it would be helpful in a great way. There's people of all ages. We had children. We had older people. We have people of all races, different backgrounds, economic and social, everything. You'll be helping people from all walks of life by doing this. I can't tell you how many neighbors we had growing up in the Hope Lodge who were kids who were also going through cancer and things like that.
Thank you again for being on the Mark White Show today. If you want to help this special effort, you can go to the GoFundMe. Of course, we're talking about Robin McCollum, a former nurse battling cancer for 15 years now. And this special effort is to name a room for her at the Joe Lee Griffin Hope Lodge in Birmingham, Alabama. I hope you'll decide to help and make a difference in the life of Robin McCollum. It's just a way to say thanks. Thank you, Adam McCollum. Thank you, Brendan McCollum, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together. We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now I have with me on the line Kristen Jones from Valdosta, Georgia. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Kristen.
Thank you.
Now, my cousin Georgia Perkins had posted about a special fundraiser that you're doing for your dad, and I read through paragraph after paragraph of the challenges that he's had to face over the years. Really a remarkable situation that many people never have to experience in their lifetime.
Right. Back in 2000, when I was just 10 years old and my younger brother was almost three, he worked for a heavy equipment company and he was working on a forklift, which had the chain snap that was holding it onto the semi truck and completely crushed his left leg. And so that's kind of when all of his health issues started. He had his leg put back together, and then about 7 years later, it became infected, and they had to remove the majority of the metal from his leg. And at that time, we learned that he had diabetes. His blood sugar was over 400 after he had fasted. For this procedure to remove the metal. Then another 6 or 7 years later, he developed a blister on his opposite leg or foot while we were at Daytona Beach for Father's Day. And it never went away. It got bigger and bigger. And so they ended up having to take a chunk out of that foot to get the infection out. He had also in that time contracted MRSA, which many people have never heard of MRSA. It's a very severe form of staph infection and it's highly contagious. And at this time I was pregnant with my daughter, so I couldn't even go see him while he was in the hospital because there was too much risk that I could contract it and pass it on to my daughter. Then in 2017, he had a major car wreck. The driver's side door of his truck was dented in about halfway through the driver's seat, and he ruptured his spleen, which now he's not able to fight off infections. Every infection he gets, it just stays in his body until the IV antibiotics take care of it. This has resulted in him having to have a toe removed off of his left foot. This most recent hospital stay was from catching the flu, and because his body couldn't fight off the flu, the infection returned, and the doctor told him, you know, we can continue just to take off little by little of your leg, or we could go ahead and, you know, just try to nip it in the bud and go ahead and take off. They took off right below his knee. It was very difficult for my brother and I, so I can only imagine, you know, how he's feeling because he's very independent and doesn't like to have to rely on anybody to take care of him. We're needing to raise this money to get him into a more handicap accessible home because right now he can't even go home. Even once he's healed up enough and they release him from the hospital because he doesn't have the strength to climb the stairs to be able to get in the house. It feels like it's been, you know, one thing after another, and we figured the best way to get help is to actually ask for it. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Talk about your mom just a little bit. Your dad, over the past 20 years, has had 14 surgeries. And your mom, as you stated in the GoFundMe, has been by his side through it all.
Yes, she has. My dad and my mom, I call her my mom. She's actually my stepmom, but she's been in my life since I was 2 years old. They got married when I was six. She has taken her vows very seriously in sickness and in health. And throughout all of this, she has Parkinson's disease. One stint during 2016, she had a cancer scare and had to go through all of that. It just feels like it's been one battle after another, but they're truly inspirational. They stuck with God through all of this. And if I were her, I honestly don't know how I would have done it.
Well, Kristen, the Mark White Show wants to help. I know that I have listeners who would like to help as well. And you've set up a GoFundMe for your dad. And the fundraiser is GoFundMe.com/A Better Home for Bart. And people need to put hyphens between each word, A Better Home for Bart. And I hope that this fundraiser does everything you want it to do for your dad and your mom, and look forward to hearing about the success of it. And of course, we need to be praying for your mom and your dad and the rest of your family as you face these challenges. Anything that the Mark White Show can do to help, let me know, Kristen.
Okay, thank you. Just your time, Mark. This has been absolutely remarkable. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. If they would like to text me, I'm unfortunately a texter. I can provide my phone number and I can give them other options on ways to donate if that would be, if they would prefer that. So my phone number is 229-300-0589.
We've been talking to Kristen Jones. She is the daughter of Bart Jones, and they're doing a special fundraiser for her dad, who's been through some major challenges, as you've heard about just now. And we want to try to help this family however we can. He needs a handicap accessible home, and you can help make that happen. Make Bart your purpose today. Thank you, Kristen Jones, for joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, take care, Kristen. When we come back, we're going to have a very special segment. A couple of weeks ago, my buddy Steve Martin, who's in the middle of an ALS battle, posted a special message, and I wanted to share that with you. I'm going to share Steve Martin's message when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support. Welcome back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And during this segment, I wanted to share a special message from my friend Steve Martin of Parker, Colorado. Steve was a former teacher at Prairie Crossing Elementary School, and he's now battling ALS. This is titled, Why Does God Allow Me to Suffer with ALS? By Steve Martin. God is good. He is powerful. He loves me, and He can heal me of ALS right now. If God can heal me, then why in the world doesn't He do it? Well, I don't fully know the answer to that question, but I do know that God says this, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. That means I can trust Him, even when I can't understand Him. So I don't fully know His purpose for allowing suffering, but here are a few possibilities that I've thought about for my own life. First, suffering refines me. My ALS journey has made me a better person. Just as fire purifies gold, difficulties burn away useless things from my life. God uses suffering to mold me into the man He wants me to be. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Second, suffering helps me to know Christ better. It makes me cry out to God in prayer and makes the Bible come alive like never before. My faith is stronger because of suffering. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Third, because I have Jesus in my life, I can continue to have hope and peace in the midst of suffering. By this, I am able to show others how amazing God is. If God can give peace, joy, strength, and hope to a guy with ALS, then He can do the same for anyone in any situation. So my suffering can be used by God to encourage others and give others a clearer picture of who He is. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Fourth, suffering helps me to have an eternal perspective. This world is not my home. Suffering has a way of reminding me of my eternal home. It helps me to put things in perspective and teaches me what is truly important. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Fifth, God uses suffering to bring about great good. God knows what He's doing. He promises to bring good from the bad. He promises to bring good from the pain. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. So of course I pray for healing, but more than that, I pray that God will be glorified in whatever happens, and I pray that I will be content with whatever path He leads me on, even if it is a painful path that I never would have chosen for myself and my family. God is good, and I trust in His unfailing love. For I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Thank you for your special message, Steve. I appreciate the encouragement you've been to me and many others through your posts. We're continuing to pray for you and your family during your ALS battle. When we come back, we're going to have the Make a Difference Minute replay. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others.
Mickey and Friends, Toy Story Crew, Monsters Inc., Sesame Street, Princesses and Superheroes. Would you like to have them at your party? Give Lancaster's Storybook Acres a call. 256-577-7965. They do birthday parties, special events, business promotions, you name it. Gravel Rates Woodapaw. That's Lancaster's Storybook Acres.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Tina Cook sharing about her recovery from drug addiction.
My name is Tina Cook. 9 years ago, I was homeless and strung out on drugs. When I started recovering my life, I had nothing but the clothes on my back. My family couldn't help me. It hurt them too deeply to try to love me. So God allowed family friends to stand in the gap for me. They mailed boxes of clothes to me at the sober house where I was living. I remember looking down one day. I had on pants, shirts, and shoes, all from different people. I realized that God was literally using other people to put the pieces of me back together again. One of those friends came to see me this week and brought me some clothes. The ironic reminder is, I still need people to help put me together into the woman God created me to be. I thank God for my life and for all the saints He sent to reach down and pull me up. I'm also grateful for my family who loved me enough to step aside so God could rescue me.
We appreciate Tina Cook for sharing that message with us. If you need help from a drug addiction, I encourage you to find organizations that can help. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also find the Make a Difference Minute archives and the full show at themarkwhiteshow.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're honoring Wyatt Spann from Winfield, Alabama. In December 2018, Wyatt Spann was diagnosed with medulloblastoma, a very aggressive brain cancer. Wyatt went through 7 rounds of chemo, a stem cell transplant, and numerous surgeries. Wyatt was released from St. Jude Hospital in Memphis and got a hero's welcome from several police departments, fire departments, and state troopers. On Thursday, January 16th at 7:17 p.m., Wyatt finished his battle with cancer. The following is a message from Greg Spann, Wyatt's father. Christy and I would like to thank everyone for everything. Thank you for those that came to the funeral, and thank you for those that participated in the ride. We live in a great town, surrounded by great people. Wyatt is now known around the world and has been supported by so many. We now have to start a new chapter in our life that is filled with emptiness and broken pieces. It's not going to be easy. As we always ask for prayers for Wyatt, I now ask for prayers for us. We need strength and guidance. Again, thank you everyone for being there for my little boy. Our deepest condolences to the Spann family. Greg and Christy, thank you for allowing us to be a part of Wyatt's life. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also find the Make a Difference Minute archives and the full show at themarkwhiteshow.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on the web at greensdependablehardware.com. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Green's Dependable Hardware, hometown folks and hometown service. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, Adam McCollum shares a special fundraiser that his family has organized for his mom, Robin McCollum, of Tuscumbia, Alabama, a former nurse who's been battling cancer for the past 15 years.
The other day, someone brought an idea to our family. We love the idea. It's called Project 33. It's sponsored by the Jolie Griffith Hope Lodge in Birmingham, Alabama, part of the American Cancer Foundation. The facility is set up very similar to a Ronald McDonald House. The reason it was near and dear to us is because over the past 15 years, we have spent many weeks and many months at the Hope Lodge. That facility has helped us more than we can ever say. It has allowed us to stay together as a family and fight the cancer together. It just gave us a lot of hope and encouragement during some low points in our life. Project 33 is where we are going to sponsor a room as the Robin McCollum Room at the Hope Lodge. We can't do it alone. We need your help and are asking you guys to help carry on Mom's legacy of helping others. Mom, the other day, we told her what we were going to do, and she just gave us the biggest grin about it. She was excited that she got to continue helping people. But guys, we ask for your prayers as we continue this and for this project, for our mom, for our family. Thank you again. God bless you guys.
You can support this effort by going to GoFundMe.com/the Robin McCollum Room at the Hope Lodge with hyphens between each word. Our prayers are with the McCollum family. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also find the Make a Difference Minute archives and the full show at themarkwhiteshow.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Go see my friends Patricia and Stephanie at Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama, located between Morgan City and Arab at 10047 Highway 231. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until. That's Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama. Walk-ins are welcome. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. Each and every day, I share special efforts of individuals, families, groups, and organizations. I try to recognize these people in an effort to help us all find a way that we can make a difference. I enjoy recognizing difference makers in our communities. I believe that we can find a purpose in helping individuals, families, groups, and organizations. We all have problems. We all have challenges. We all have things that we have to face on a daily basis. When we get down, it's easy to focus on ourselves instead of other people. I hope that the Make a Difference Minute allows you to see the challenges that other people face and opens up the door to opportunities to help other people in their lives. As you listen to the Make a Difference Minute, you may find someone in your community that you want to recognize, and that's a great way to make a difference. I hope that the Make a Difference Minute is encouraging to you. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute or would like to sponsor the Make a Difference Minute, send me an email to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There you'll find many efforts that you can support. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at almhof.org. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're featuring Hannah Bray of Killen, Alabama, founder of Hope of Luggage Project of North Alabama.
The Hope of Luggage Project was established so that we as a community could give these precious children and foster families just a small glimmer of hope. We want to be able to put a smile on their faces and help them in their time of need. Our mission is to collect duffel bags, backpacks, suitcases, toiletry items, school supplies, small blankets. We also want to collect any kind of hygiene items, bottles, diaper bags, wipes, diapers, and other items that can assist in their transition and make things a little easier and more comfortable. We will soon be filing our 501c3 form to become a nonprofit organization. This is a community effort, and it really does take a village to raise children. Our question is, will you join us in making our community village a little stronger, bigger, and better by donating and or helping and volunteering? You can reach out to our page on Facebook at Hope of Luggage Project of North Alabama. You can reach out to us by email at hopeofluggagenal@yahoo.com.
I would encourage you to look up Hope of Luggage Project of North Alabama on Facebook and reach out to Hannah Bray about this special effort. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also find the Make a Difference Minute archives and the full show at themarkwhiteshow.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Mo Kennedy, Executive Director of the National Association of School Resource Officers based in Hoover, Alabama.
This is Mo Kennedy, and I'm the Executive Director for the National Association of School Resource Officers, also known as NASRO. School Resource Officers are certified law enforcement officers specifically trained to work in a school environment. The most important aspect of an SRO being able to help prevent violence in their schools is through relationships. That intelligence that they gather from students, parents, educators, it's critically important to stopping violence before it ever occurs. I think the biggest misconception about school resource officers is that they are there to arrest students. That's not the goal. As a matter of fact, good SROs are about preventing arrests. And the most important thing for a community to do to ensure the success of an SRO program is to make sure that their law enforcement agency and the school district are in a proper collaborative relationship. A big part of that relationship is having a properly written memorandum of understanding that lays out the guidelines for how the program is going to work. When school districts and law enforcement agencies begin with that foundation, then the community can rest assured that they are on the right track to having a successful SRO program.
If you would like to find out more about the National Association of School Resource Officers, go to NASRO.org or find the National Association of School Resource Officers on Facebook. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Donna Shadowin. Donna reached out to me with some special artwork that she had done for Wyatt Spann. I wanted to give her an opportunity to share what she's doing in the graphic arts world. Donna is doing free memorial and Photoshop graphic art. She wants to help families, and she wanted to share that with listeners.
Hello, my name is Donna Shadowin. I am administrator of the Facebook pages Light the Way Memories and DS Photoshop Graphic Art. In honor of children fighting cancer, other illnesses, and for the children who have passed away, I will be offering free memorial and graphic art to anyone who would like one. If you would be interested, please contact either one of my Facebook pages at Light the Way Memories or DS Photoshop Graphic Art. Thank you also very much.
To find out more about Donna Shadowin's free memorial and Photoshop graphic art, you can visit Light the Way Memories on Facebook or DS Photoshop Graphic Art. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.